I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I got an email, or we got an email yesterday, and I thought it would be a good time to bring back Atlanta Snopes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you've never been on Snopes.
The church at the bottom of Lake Lanier, is this going to be another one of those?
Right. For those that don't know what Snopes.com is, Jeff.
It's the website where you debunk all the urban legends. So, you know, there's always the story that if you dial a certain code from your cell phone, you'll be charged a ton of money. Or if you get in your car and there's something stuck to the back window, you have to be careful because that means somebody's hiding behind your car and they're going to get you when you go to remove it. And all these any forwarded email, before you forward it on to someone else, go to Snopes and type in a few keywords and make sure it's legit, because 9 out of 10 of them are not.
Like, so basically,
don't buy any oil from a certain gas company on this date, and right. Oil prices are dropped by $2 a gallon.
It takes myths, right. And they either legitimize them or they say, no, it's completely fake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to do Atlanta Snopes, where there are rumors or there are different myths about Atlanta that are going on that we talk about, and you guys call up and you can either confirm or deny them. I'm asking you guys to either tell us if this is true in the firefighting world or not.
Mm-hmm.
It says, hey, Bert. As a firefighter's wife, I just wanted to tell you to be really careful about how you find this fireman so that you don't actually get him into trouble at work. A lot of counties are having trouble with firehouse groupies. There's your key. Firehouse groupies.
Randy.
Who show up at stations and hang out trying to nab a firefighter, whether they are single or not. Now, you haven't done this yet, Wendy, but you sure would be open to that.
I would definitely. I'll make some cookies. I don't know how to cook, but I'll learn.
So the wives of these firefighters got all upset because they felt that their husbands should be getting paid to work, not flirt with girls. This has caused so much trouble that a lot of counties are really cracking down on firefighters having unannounced visitors at stations, especially female ones.
That is funny.
So I want to know if this is true or not. A, is there really such thing as firehouse groupies? And B, is it just known in the firehouse that you're not allowed to have unannounced visitors at the stations, especially females, because the wives have created quite a stink about it?
And C, does this translate into any other profession? I mean, maybe cops, but anything else? Could you imagine? Like
any groupie?
It's laughable if you think of any other profession and say there's groupies hanging out outside the door, out of the office.
You'd be a firehouse groupie?
Well, no, I want a groupie to bring me food. That'd be awesome.
You have that. He's called Adam.
But it does make sense at the firehouse because those guys are there for 24-hour shifts, mm-hmm, and they're right. There and they're cooking and they're hanging out or whatever. They're like sitting there. They're prey. groupies to go prey on.
There are some women that just like different professions, you know, so I can mm-hmm. imagine that. But I can't imagine them being, how are you a firefighter groupie? Like, where do you show up? Like, you're monitoring some kind of.
Yeah, the firehouse. I mean, you know where, everybody knows where the firehouse, and usually if the doors are open, the trucks are out there, there's sometimes guys just hanging out, so you can, you know, easily strike up a conversation with a firefighter.
And they're fit, and they're in uniform, and all that stuff. I mean, they save the day. I mean, come on. Of course they have groupies.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Good morning.
There is firehouse groupies.
There are firehouse groupies,
are you
really?
One of them?
No, I am not. I work in the EMS, and I've got a lot of friends that work in the fire department. And there are a lot of firehouse groupies.
Do they just show up? Is it groups of them? I mean, how does that work?
They're usually invited by the firefighters.
Oh, really?
So it's like one of them has a girlfriend, and then she brings like a whole bunch of her girlfriends?
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. They just all get in there together and hang out and watch TV at the firehouse or hang out in the bay.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And is it known now that at the firehouses that unannounced visitors are prohibited, especially female ones?
They actually wait until everybody else goes home, about five or six, that's whenever the girls can come over and the guys not get in trouble.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very sneaky.
Oy.
Oy.
Crystal, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. All right. We're trying to figure out if this is myth or not, and it sounds like it's not a myth, that it's legit.
I have to agree. My fiance is an officer, and they have a split station with a fireman, and he was actually telling me that girls will come up there every now and then, do a little giggle and try to get some firemen, and knowing that, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're not single. They just come up there, sometimes show up with cookies and crap, and he's here complaining that they don't show up to cops. So I'm like, hello, you put a ring on my finger. But I have to admit that I think it's true. Mm-hmm. If cops are complaining, and they all hate firefighters anyway, it has to be true.
Yeah. Firehouses and the Geek Squad, both groupies outside the door.
Susan, Q100, good morning.
Hi, it's totally, I used to date a fireman in Southern California, and it's totally true. I don't know for sure if they're having a crackdown on it, but it is true. And the reason I met him actually is because I specifically wanted to date a fireman, and I would go to different fire stations and pretend I was lost because I was trying to find a specific one that I had seen. So I would go, like, I would stop at I saw Georgia tags on my car, and I would stop at different fire stations and say, ask for directions until I found the fireman. And he told me that happens all the time.
So this is the truth. This is no myth. There are really firefighting groupies.
They've got Yahoo groups, message boards, the best stations to stop by.
I'm sure there is.
Hey, Carla.
Hello.
Hey.
Findmyhoseman.com.
Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to let y'all know that it does happen to police officers also.
Okay.
And they are called badge chasers.
Badge chasers. Nice. I have heard of badge bunnies before.
Badge bunnies
that only, like, will go out with either firemen or policemen.
Yeah.
All right, so
that
it's true.
Funny. I bet badge bunnies do have a Yahoo group.
I bet you should Google badge bunnies right now, see what comes up.
Uh-oh.
And if it even runs through the filter. But so it's true, and the email said a lot of counties are having trouble with firehouse groupies who show up at stations, just hang out, trying to nab a firefighter. Doesn't matter if you're single or not. So the wives of these firefighters got all upset because they felt their husbands should be getting paid to work and not flirt. So it's caused so much problems that a lot of counties are cracking down on any kind of firefighter having unannounced visitors, especially women. So it's true. It's absolutely true.
The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.